Okay, so more Rashi's in Yisroel. So in Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Zayin, Rashi refers to the world famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, of Kof Alem Harkigigis. The Pasuk says, Vayitziatzvu Betachtis Hahar. They stood under the mountain. What does it mean, under? So Rashi says, the simple pshat means at the foot of the mountain, Biragleyahar, meaning, you know, at the bottom of the mountain. But the Medrash says, Shenitrash Hahar Mimim Komo, the mountain was picked up out of its place, Vinichba Aleim Kigigis, and it was held over them like a barrel. Oh, this is the world famous Gemara. The Gemara says that at the time of Matan Torah, the Torah was forced upon us. And the Gemara says that our original Matan Torah was somewhat deficient because it was forced upon us. When was this rectified? This was rectified at the time of Purim, of Kimu v'Kibu, when we accepted the Torah willingly, Meiratzon. That's the world famous Gemara. Well, now, there's a world famous Kasha in that Gemara that Tosfos there asks, which is, but we said Nasa v'Nishma. The Torah tells us this later. He said, "Nasa v'nishma." It's in the end of Mishpatim. Now, if we said "Nasa v'nishma," we accept the Torah willingly. Then why exactly is it being forced upon us? We already accepted it willingly. That's the kasha which Tosfos asks, and Tosfos gives an answer. There are many answers to that question. Well, one answer. I just want to mention three. One answer is, this is found in the Meshech Chachma and others, as follows. You know, the Gemara contrasts Matan Torah to Purim. That at Matan Torah it was forced upon us, that at Purim it was willingly. We accepted it Meiratzon. So some of the Mefarshim say the following idea. The Medrash doesn't mean that Hashem Mamish forced the Torah upon us. We said Naseh v'Nishma. So what does this Medrash mean? It means that the miracles which led up to Matan Torah, all of the Nisim Kluyim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Mon, and the Be'er, and then the actual Matan Torah itself, when we all heard Hashem speak directly, we were all Nevi'im, the miracles were so intense that basically we couldn't say no. And in that sense it was forced upon us. On Purim, we know the theme of Purim is Nes Nister, hidden miracles. So when the theme is hidden miracles, so then it takes a little bit of your own effort and your own thought to say, oh, even though all the miracles are hidden, I'm going to find Hashem anyway, and I will choose to dedicate myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm so inspired by all these Nes Nisters that I'm going to accept the Torah Miratzon on my own. It's not being forced upon me. But at the time of Matan Torah, it was in a sense forced upon us because we couldn't say no. Because in a sense, if you're Kaviyachol, like staring, if you're seeing Hashem directly, Kaviyachol, how could you possibly say no to the Torah? So that's one very beautiful pshat. The Meshech Chachma and others. The Maral gives another idea. The Maral says it was both. We accept the Torah Meiratzon and it was forced upon us. What's the idea? The idea is that we did say Nasa v'Nishma. But Hashem wanted us to feel that the Torah is an ol. It's a burden, a responsibility that we must do. If it would have just been Nasa v'Nishma, then to a certain degree we would have felt, well, it's even though it's a chiyuv, but still it's basically voluntary. Hashem wanted us to have that feeling that even though we did say Nasa v'Nishma, still it's an absolute chiyuv, an absolute command, and therefore Hashem forced it upon us, so we should feel inside this sense of complete responsibility and obligation to the Torah. I like to use the example of this, people that do Daf Yomi or Amud Yomi. Let's say Daf Yomi. People, if a person does Daf Yomi, he'll say, listen, I'm not going to go to sleep till I do the Daf. They feel that chiyuv, that sense of responsibility. It has to happen today. That's exactly the feeling that Hashem wanted us to have at the time of Matan Torah, and that's why, even though we accepted it willingly, Hashem still forced it upon us. And this is the answer Rav Soloveitchik would like to say. It's based on the Medrash in Parshas Noach, the Medrash Tanchuma. It's a very long Medrash, and the gist of the Medrash is that Nasa v'Nishma we said about Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is pretty easy to keep, pretty easy to learn. Torah Shebal Peh, woo, that's a lot. It's a lot to learn, it's a lot to keep. That we didn't accept willingly, that Hashem forced upon us. And then it fits very well that on Purim, when we had the Kimu V'Kiblu, and there was this national rededication to the Torah, so on Purim, oh, that was the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's a famous idea. There are many, many, many connections between Purim and Torah Shebal Peh. So this approach of the Medrash Tanchuma fits very well, that it comes out that the Kabbalah of HaTorah of Purim focused more specifically on Torah Shebal Peh than Torah Shebichsav. Okay, that's the Medrash of Kafalim HaGigis with three answers to the famous question of Naseh V'Nishma. Next, in Perikuf, Pasuk Beis, so it's as follows. This is the first Pasuk of the Aseres Hadibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Etzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. Now, there's a famous discussion. How come Hashem refers to Yetzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Brias HaOlam, the creation of the world? So Rashi here hints to the simplest answer, very important answer. Rashi says, "Kidai hi hotza she'etu mishubadim li." Taking you out of Egypt is enough of a reason for you to be subject to me. Well, in other words, hakaras hatov. One of the basic ways of approaching our chiyuv and avodas Hashem is complete hakaras hatov. We were slaves without Hashem. We had nothing. Everything we have is due to Hashem taking us out of slavery from the land of Egypt, from Mitzrayim. We had nothing. If somebody gives you your freedom, if somebody gives you your life, so you have a natural sense of a karas hatov, and you'll do what he says, you'll do things for him. You'll do what he asks. That's the way we're supposed to feel, that on a basic level, our chiyuv avodas Hashem is rooted in a karas hatov. The Chovos HaLevavos discusses this idea at length. And that's what Rashi's hinting at here. And that's why the Pasuk mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, which all of Bnei Israel experienced, and they had the direct feeling of a karas hatov to that as well. The truth is, we're supposed to have a karas hatov about nature as well, about the Bria as well. But that's a little, sometimes a little more far removed. But that we're supposed to have as well, and it's I saw Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal writes, that's why the first bracha of the brachos of Shema is about nature. And the next bracha is about the Torah. We have to thank Hashem for the Torah and appreciate He gave us the Torah, the greatest gift. Yeah, but we have to thank Hashem for the sun and the air as well, and the stars as well. And if you don't have a karas hatov about the sun, then you're not going to have a karas hatov about the Torah either. So the first bracha before Shema reminds us to have a karas hatov about the Bria, about the creation of the world. And then, oh, that karas hatov about the Bria leads to the next stage, about a karas hatov of the Ruchnius Bria of the Torah. Okay, that's that Rashi. Next is a very famous Rashi in Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says that Hashem is a Kel Kana. He's a zealous God, and He punishes the children, the grandchildren, meaning the third generation, and the great-grandchildren, four generations. That's including the person himself, plus children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, four generations. Oh. However, Rashi quotes in another Pasuk, says Hashem is notzer chesed la'alafim in Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Zayin for thousands of generations. So Rashi here quotes the famous Maimer Chazal, Mita Tova is Yisera Midas Peranius 500 times. Hashem's aspect of doing good for people is 500 times greater than the aspect of punishment. Alafim is thousands, so the smallest amount of thousands is 2,000. So when it comes to Hashem giving us reward for things we did, oh, the reward lasts for 2,000 generations. When it comes to punishing, it's only for 4. So this is a famous Maimer Chazal emphasizing Hashem's Mida Tova is stronger than the Mida of Peranius. Finally, the very last Rashi in the Parsha. The Torah says that when you go onto the Mizbeach, you don't climb up on steps, but rather, you walk up a ramp. Why is it? When you climb up steps, so as you walk up, your legs are split apart a little bit more. And it's not proper that you're over the Mizbeach, and a person's exposing that part of his body, even though the Rashi says, even though they're wearing pants, but still, you're wearing pants, but still, to that the Kohen should have any extra unnecessary exposure of osamakom, even though it's covered, is not appropriate on the Mizbeach. So when you're on a ramp, you can sort of shuffle up the ramp without taking big steps, and your legs aren't open as much, and it's a more tsanua way to climb up the ramp. To climb up to the top of the Mizbeach. It's a beautiful Rashi. Afal pish eno galui erva mamish, because they're wearing pants, mikol makom harchavas apsios karov galui ervahu. And you shouldn't act in a minhag bizayon to the Mizbeach. Now Rashi quotes a beautiful kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma avanim halalu ein vem das hakbir al bizayonam. These stones of the Mizbeach, they're not makbid on the bizayon. They have no perception. They don't care about being humiliated. That maybe the osamakim is a little bit exposed. And even though they don't have any feelings, Amra Torah? No. Lo tenag bem minag derech eretz. No. Lo tenag bem minag bizayon. You shouldn't treat them in a humiliating manner. So your friend, who's bidmus yotzrecha, your friend, who's creative, it's el melukim, umakbid al bizon, your friend cares about being humiliated, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so. People often mention this idea that you have to have an extra level of tznius going up on the Mizbeach. That's true. But this part of Rashi, the Kal v'chomer, is not always mentioned. The point of having extra level of tznius, an extra level of care, climbing up the Mizbeach, is in order to have a Kal v'chomer of treating our friends with more respect and avoiding any bizayon, humiliation to our friends. Okay, we'll stop here.